So the Gemara in Sota, and Daf Yud Daled, has the Gemara about the Halachta Bidrachav. Actually, we just read Parashas Vayera last week, and we're going to do Chayei Sara this week, so we'll cover both of them. So the Torah says, we have to follow in God's ways. This way God went to visit Abraham after he recovered from the milah and did the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Afata, so too, we have to do Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, because we emulate the ways of God. And similarly, the Gemara continues with after Avram died, so God was Menachem Avo Yitzchak, his son. So just like God did Nicham Aveilim, so too we do Nicham, and so too all the other mitzvahs as well, but we'll focus on these two. So the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, a very important mitzvah of visiting the sick, and a very important mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim. So in general, choosing good from evil is easy, not necessarily in doing it, but at least intellectually knowing what I should do. Everyone has their yetzaharas and taivas, and we all make mistakes. But from an intellectual level, we all know what the right thing to do is. However, choosing good from good is much harder. Like as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say in Avdola, we say, ha-mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So it's easy to be mavdil ben kodesh and chol. But when Shabbos goes into Yantiv, Hamavdil ben Kodesh HaKodesh, it's much harder to know when you're in Kedusha, the different levels. So similarly, if the choice is, well, I have really nothing to do now, should I do Bikur Cholim? We know what you should do. Or I have nothing else to do, should I do Nicham Aveilim? So of course you should do Nicham Aveilim. That's the easy choice. What happens if you have two good mitzvahs in front of you, like Nicham Aveilim and Bikur Cholim? Which one takes precedence? I have someone who's sick in the hospital, sick at home. I have someone who lost a loved one and he's in Avel now. So there's a tremendous mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim. Which one takes precedence? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, I can't find an explicit Gemara, even though there happens to be one. He says, I can't find any Gemara. It's very rare. The Rambam uses the Lashon Yira'eli. It appears to me. Some say it's even more. Taking the Rambam's all his knowledge is even better than a proof from the Gemara. But the Rambam says, it appears to me that Nicham Aveilim takes precedence over Bikur Cholim. That comforting the mourner takes precedence over visiting the sick. Why? It might be to some counterintuitive. Some might think, again, so obviously if it's a life and death scenario, Bikur Cholim, there's nothing to talk about, so it's pikuach nefesh. Assuming the cholo will live, you know, even if you don't show up, it's just a good mitzvah to make him feel better. So he says, why is Nicham Aveilim kodem lebikur cholim? Why was comforting the mourner takes precedence over bikur cholim? He says, because you have a double kindness. When it comes to bikur cholim, you only have kavod achai, the person who's sick, hopefully he's still living when you get there. You want to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. But Nicham Aveilim, you get a double kindness. It's Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis. In fact, that's why I think Rav Pam used to always say, and others, it's a discussion in the Poskim, but let's say there's only one Avel. So when you do the traditional greeting of Hamakam, Yinakem Eschem, V'sokshar, you do it V'nakem Eschem, if it's one. So it's a debate, but some say yes. Why would you do two? So Rav Pam and others explain, because when you do Nicham Aveilim, it's not only for the person sitting there, but it's for the Nifter as well. So the Rambam writes, so the general rule is if you have Kavod Achai versus Kavod Ameis, the Meis can wait. You take care of the needs of the living first. However, when you have Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis together versus just Kavod Achai, so that's why Nicham Aveilim wins. Where is this concept of Kavod Ameis by Nicham Aveilim? Where's the source? So there's a Meiri. I think the Gemara is in Shabbos and a Kufnin Dawud or somewhere in the end of Shabbos. The Gemara talks about someone who dies and has no Menachem. Someone dies and doesn't have anyone who's sitting Shiva. So what does the Gemara say? You do, you get together, you get a minion, and you daven there. So the Rambam extends it, you get a minion, you daven there, and that's the Nicham Aveilim. The Ravid screams on the Rambam, who said the Gemara didn't say anything about Nicham Aveilim. But that's the way the Rambam is assuming. Another is that that's a, who's a Nicham Aveilim for? There is no Chai. It's Kavod Ameis. That you still, you go to the Makom of the Nifter. So that's the concept. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam says clearly, it appears to me, Nicham Aveilim supersedes Bikurchon. There's a discussion. Some Achronim learned the Rambam. That's maybe only if you're doing one of them. It's a choice of either or. But perhaps if you're doing both, so then maybe you could do, because that's a debate, you know, in terms of what's the pshat in the Rambam. But the simple reading of the Rambam, we're talking about you doing both. So he says, do first Nicham Aveilim and then Bikur Cholam. The Or Sameach, Rameir Simcha HaKohen, also known as the Meshech Chachma. See, the Meshech Chachma was his work, like they say when he was printing up the Sfarim, so he kept the Meshech Chachma behind lock and key, you know, the stencils, and when he had the Or Sameach, he left it out. He didn't care if people like saw it or read it. In fact, they say over he was gonna print the Meshech Chachma first, but I think it's his father-in-law said to him, no, print the Or Sameach first. He said, why? Because if you print the Meshech Chachma first, oh, you're just, it's a sefer and chumash, by the way, the Meshech Chachma. Oh, you're a big darshan, or you say a couple of drushes, you're an Amma Aris, they'll say. But if you print the Or Sameach, which is a more halachic Rambam, and then you do, then the Meshech Chachma will be the magnum opus. And I guess he listened to his father-in-law. I think he did anyway. Either way, it still became the magnum, or whether he did or not. So this is the Or Sameach. It's the same person, but he says the Rambam seems to go against the Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Mem, Membeis around here. The Gemara says in Sukkah, it talks about Anshe Yerushalayim, the pious Jews of Jerusalem. See, they always had pious Jews in Jerusalem. So we know we have a mitzvah of Dalad Minim on Sukkahs. We shake the lulav, esrog, and the four species. So what do we? Some people go into the sukkah and do it, like the Arizal. Others do it in shul. But the bottom line is, I don't see most people walking around the whole day unless you're coming to Shalom, shaking for the resident. You're not walking around with the lulav and esrog all day. Basically, we put it. But the Anshei Yerushalayim, they, you know, pshat it with the netziv. Maybe you get a kiyum hamitzvah. Let's say on Pesach you have a kezayis, but perhaps every kezayis you get another kiyum hamitzvah. It's the same thing here. So whatever, or it was a minin chasidus, whatever, they went ahead and they shook the dalad minim all day. They used to walk around with it. So what it says, they used to walk around with gulavim biyadayim, and then it says they did bikor cholim, and then nicham aveilim. The Rambam, well, he didn't find his Gemara. He said he couldn't find the Gemara, so he had to come up with his own pshat. You can't get more explicit than this, can you? That he says, the Gemara said specifically, Anshei Yerushalayim, they went ahead with the lulav, they did Bikur Cholam and then Nicham Aveilim. So what in the world is the Rambam talking about, switching around the order? So number one is the Rush has a different girsa. The Rush has... He changes the gersa. See, we have that gersa, the one I just quoted. The Rush says, no. You switch it around, they did Nicham Aveilim, and then Bikur Cholam. So let's check the Rambam's gersa in Hilchos Dalad Minim, wherever you would put it. So you would think he would take the Rush's gersa, but no, it's the intellectual honesty. He didn't have that gersa. He left it. So there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel says that Nicham Aveilim Kodem Gubikor Cholam, but in Hilchas Yantav, wherever he has it, he says Anshei Yerushalayim, he said first they did Bikur Cholam and then they did Nicham Aveilim. So it's a seer in the Rambam, because you can't say the Rambam is against the Gemara. If you're a real brisker, it's a difficult Gemara, not a difficult Rambam. The Rambam's always right. But here is a seer in the Rambam, an apparent contradiction. So therefore, how do we reconcile the two Rambams? And what exactly is this machlokas Rambam and the Rush on this gersa change? Like, why did the Rush go into Nicham Aveilim? What's going on here? So the Mefarshim explained, we'll see, it'll be the Mishnah Yavit, but not the Rav Zalti, not the Yaakov Emden, Rav Zalti. So he points out that, and Rav Soloveitchik first explained, what is this machlokas? What's the machlokes here between the Rambam and the Rush? So there's halacha we know of Avelis. You lose a loved one, you have to sit Shiva. However, there's another, Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Daf Yudalit Amabez, what happens if you have Avelis, what about Avelis and Yantif? Can they coexist? So Gemara says, mitzvah, the Rabbim, the mitzvah, that there is no Avelis on Yantif, because the mitzvah of Simcha is a public mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Avelis is a private affair. So the public mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private mitzvah of Avelis. And according to the Rambam, it's Lashitason. The mitzvah of Simcha is biblical today, and the mitzvah of Avelis, at least Avelis Yom Rishon, is Daraisa. And Tosus is consistent. Ashkenaz, everything's Drabanan. We assume Simcha is Drabanan today because we don't have the Karbanas, and we assume Avelis is Drabanan. So whatever you learn the Gemara, the mitzvah Darabim Darais, according to the Rambam, beats out the mitzvah Darais of the Yachid of Avelis Yom Rishon. And Tosus, the Rabbi Ashkenaz, learning the mitzvah, the Rabbim, the Rabbanan of Yantav, beats out the private Rabbanan. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. What about if you have a private biblical mitzvah versus a public rabbinical mitzvah? When could that ever come up? It's not as uncommon as you think. Well, at least if you're Sephardi, it's not uncommon. If you're Ashkenaz, it's harder to come by. Because what happens? I guess we had it this year. I think the funeral was on, or if not, anyway. But let's say someone dies on Yantif, and so what do you do? There's no Avelis. So what do you do? The Kfura? So we're not getting into a discussion on burial on the first and second day of Yantif. We wait to Chol HaMoed, unless you're in different communities, and we could discuss about Yantif Sheni and that. But the normative practice is waiting to Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, when did you do the Kfura? So now what? Does Avelis begin? So no, we can't have Avelis because we're on Yantif. So what's Piyah when we say no Avelis? So on Shabbos, what do we do? Every Shabbos, every Shiva has a Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there's no public mourning, but we do have Avelis Bitsina, private mourning you keep. So what about on Yantif? So the Rambam writes, Rambam Sheet is no Avelis at all on Yantif, not even Avelis Bitsina. And the Rush disagrees and said it's like Shabbos. There's no public mourning, but there is private mourning. So according to the Rush, so everyone agrees you don't start counting. You're not Olam Minyan Shiva until, that's a good question. When do you start counting? So getting back, so therefore, according to the Rambam, according to the Rishonim, we'll hold Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and if you hold a private biblical mitzvah, beats out a private, because Yantav Sheni is only Darabanan, and Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So therefore, so it's a Machokas Rishon, so practically what do we do today? We do not sit Shiva on Yantav Sheni, but Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvelis. We go with two leniencies. We don't sit Shiva. We're lenient. We don't sit Shiva on the last day of Yantif, but we count it as day one. So therefore, you have one less day of actually sitting service. So you wait to after the day, but that's already day two, not day one. So everyone agrees. You start counting Shiva on Yantif Sheni. So, but you don't start doing the Avelis until after. So what about, you have a status of an Avel on Yantif. So according to the Rush, Pashish is, it's Avelis Bitsina. So there is some form of Avelis. According to the Rambam, there's no din of Avelis. In fact, the Kashish on the Rambam is, because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Zayin, even though it's not the practice, the general, but there is Nicham Avela on Yantif. You can do Nicham Avela. So, according to the Rush, it makes sense. You're an Avel. According to the Rambam, how could you have a Nicham Avela on Yantif? You're not an Avel. In fact, perhaps this could be the issue. What do you do, let's say, after the funeral on Chol HaMoed? So traditionally, after a funeral, you form two lines and you say, Hamakam. Do you do it on Chol HaMoed? So I'm making up the two different minhagim. But if there are two different minhagim, what's the issue? The issue could be based on the Rambam and the Rush. In other words, if you, according to the Rush, so why not do it? He still has, he's a din of an avel, so there's what to talk about. Perhaps we'll see, even according to the Rambam, we'll give a reason why it could be okay, but according to the Rambam, and perhaps also it could be totally on another Shaila. Also, when do you start saying Kaddish? Do you start saying Kaddish right after the Kfura? Even though, or do you have to wait until you owe a minyan Shiva? So someone told me that, I'm not sure if they remember it correctly or not, but they told me it happened to them, and the rabbi told them that they don't start saying Kaddish until after Yontif. I said, okay, we have to look into it. But I'm saying, but others say no. Like what? The question is Kaddish connected? Pashas, you should say Kaddish. As far as I'm meaning to, but what would be the Svara? If you hold that Kaddish is connected to the Minyan Shiva, so then there could be those issues, assuming it is a debate among the Minhagim, so that could be the issue behind it. But whether those two are the issues or not, it's definitely an issue. That's the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rush. So therefore, so the Kaddish is according to the Rambam, then how could it be Nicham Avelum on Yontif if you're not an Avel? So comes along Rav Zolti and says, no, so what's the pshat? Because normally, as the Rambam writes, there are two dinim. There is dinim of kavod achai and kavod ameis. Nicham aveilim is a double kindness. It was comforting the living and comforting the dead. So he says, so according to the Rambam, you can't have, there is no aveilim, so there is no kavod achai. So what type of nichole could you have on Yontif? Because it's not the classical nichole. Because it doesn't have to be an avel. The person, it's for the tikkun and the neshama. It's for the nifter. So the Rambam shita is, according to Rav Zolti, there's only kavod ameis on Yontif. There's no kavod achai because you're not an avel. So you can't have. I can't do nicham aveilim for you, but I could do nicham aveilim for the nifter. So yes, so what? So he says that's the pshat here. It's no steer in the Rambam. But we ask the Rambam in Hilchas Avel writes, Diri Yorli, Nicham Avelim beats out Bikur Cholim. Why? Because it's a double, because Bikur Cholim is just Kavod Achai. And Nicham Avelim has both aspects. So therefore, during the week, yes, you do Nicham Avelim Kodem Bikur Cholim. However, on Yontif, the Rambam's writing in Hilchas Yontif, he writes Bikur Cholim first. It's not a mistake. Because why? Because the Rambam Shita is, there is no Avelos on Yontif. You don't know. There is no Kavod Achai. There's only Kavod Ameis. So the klal is, Kavod Achai beats out Kavod Ameis. So therefore on Yontif, that's the pshat in the Rambam. You do first Bikur Cholim, then you do Nicham Avelim. And in fact, it's the Rush Rashitasan. The Rush doesn't change. The Rush keeps the garrison Nicham Avelim. Why? Because the Rush holds you are an Avel. That there is Nicham Avelim. You have a din of Avelis. It's just Avelis Betzina. So therefore, Yontif is no different than during the week. Hence, the Rush is the garrison Nicham Avelim Kodem Levikar Cholam. Which leads us, that's the way, according to the Rambam, so Nicham Avelim first, and then Bikur Cholim during the week. You have a Machlokas Rambam and the Rush, which order you would do on Yontif. So today, what's the question that comes up all the time is, let's say you can't make it. Could Nicham Aveilim over the telephone or Bikur Cholim over the telephone or perhaps today email, text, WhatsApp, maybe video, FaceTime. So Rav Moshe already discusses it years ago about the telephone. I think he's talking about Bikur Cholim, that he says the different aspects to Bikur Cholim, that the main mitzvah you're supposed to go and ask about them, make them feel good. And of course, as the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, you always have to be mispalel for them as well. So he holds in terms of the part of not being there, you really can't do that. You're not going to feel the pain. So Rav Moshe seems to say, you get a mixas mitzvah bikur cholim. You don't get the mitzvah bikur cholim b'shrei muso, but you get a mixas mitzvah. In fact, I think they say a maisa when Rav Yashav lost his wife, so he was nicham aveilim. So I think Chacham Avadja Yosef went to visit, do a nicham aveilim call. So I think they say Rav Vazna, the Shevet HaLevi, I guess he happened to call when Avadja Yosef was, so I guess he lived in Bnei Brak, I'm not sure wherever he lived. He couldn't make it. He was calling up, he said, so he asked Rav Yashav, can I fulfill nicham aveilim over the telephone? I'm sure he had his own shita, but so Rav Yashav said, oh, Avadja, Chacham Avadja, what do you think? You know, then they discussed the Shai. I think he quoted Rav Moshe. So I think he held them also, was that you get a mixas mitzvah. So in fact, there's another maisa they say over. It was where Rav Schneider, which is also from Bnei Brak, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. He called up Rav Yashav, and he discussed the question of, he said, I'm in Bnei Brak, I can't make it, I'm busy with the cloud, could you be mochel me, I can't come. So he said, I could be mochel you on the kavod achai, but I can't be mochel you on the kavod aveis, on the tikkun neshama, that you have to come. Sorry, I can't be mochel you on that. So therefore, the two aspects are interesting. I saw in one of the poskim in the bring down, So apparently they're assuming, the way Rav Yashav is saying is, and others, that if you do it over the phone, you only get covered achai, but you don't get covered ameis. So the post can raise the shayla. So what happens if you're not going? So if you're going, nicham aveilim kodem biker cholim. But let's say you're calling someone who's going, you're calling, you're making a biker cholim call and a biker cholim and a nicham aveilim call. So then based on that, you should call biker cholim first. Because, you know, it's still Kavod Achai versus Kavod Achai, but then he says, and maybe you should do Bikar Cholam first, because that person, you know, is in maybe you'll need, and it's not Tafek Sakana, but in terms, so practically speaking, everyone agrees it's better to go. I think Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Bry, they actually say you can't fulfill Bikar Cholam on the phone. Or at all, because it says Bikor, Levakir, you have to actually go there. And perhaps Nicham, so it's no nafkamina. They say, obviously, if you call, you get the mitzvah of Chesed. It's just a local issue on do I actually get the mitzvah of Bikor Cholam. You clearly get the general mitzvah of Chesed. It's just a machlokas among Rav Moshe, the Achronim, whether you get a mixas Bikor Cholam over the phone, or you get just a good old plain, we'll take the good old plain Gemilas Chesed mitzvah. But that gets into the technical details of the mitzvahs of Bikur Cholam and Nicham Aveilim. So that's what we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alachta B'drachav. Just like God does Bikur Cholam, we do Bikur Cholam. Just like God does Nicham Aveilim, we do Nicham Aveilim. And that's, we had the discussion, the Rambam, Nicham Aveilim, Kodem, with Bikur Cholam, because it's a double kindness over the single kindness. It seems to be a steer in the Rambam. In Hilchas Yantif, he writes, the Anshei Yishlayim did Bikur Cholam first, the Rosh had a different girsa. So we explained there's two aspects, the Kavod HaMeis, that's the Gemara where your people go to the Avil's house. So the Rambam, during the week, you get, it's a double kindness. You have Kavod HaChai, Kavod HaMeis, so therefore Nicham Aveilim wins. But on Yantif, the Rambam holds you not an Avil, there's only Kavod HaMeis. So you do Bikur Cholam. The Rush would go with Nicham Aveilim. That's the whole machlokas Rush and Rambam in general. Let's say the case where you have a burial on Cholamite, so you have a din of Avil on that. Perhaps the questions of a Makim or Kaddish, but either way, definitely in terms of, he definitely has a din of an Avil, and therefore, according to the Rush, you would do Nicham Aveilim first. And that's the issue about today with modern technology. It's still, the key is to go there. Everyone agrees there's no substitute for being there. But the next best thing, so whether you call, whether you send an email, or you send a shriach, all those things, it depends. If you get a mixas, there's no nafkamina, it's either when you get a partial mitzvah bikur cholim, or you get the mitzvah chesed. And perhaps if you call, so some suggest you're not, there's no kavod ameis, so then maybe you would do bikur cholim, you make the bikur cholim call before the nicham aveilim call.